Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Approaching ordination, my classmates and I were privileged to go on a certain pilgrimage, visiting many different saints, different shrines, and perhaps the greatest grace from the shrine of Saint Claude. I had never heard of him, knew nothing. But there we prayed before his tomb, and above the altar, there's a mosaic of Jesus Christ in his Sacred Heart, and around him was a blazing fire, and saints and angels were surrounding his court, bringing hearts to him. The angels would pass on the hearts to Jesus' Sacred Heart and pass them back, the hearts now on fire with his love. In our gospel, Jesus says, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." That image is such a beautiful depiction of our role, of just passing hearts to Christ. Just bring them to him, and he will set them on fire. And we're then sent out to bring them to others. And when this happens, when we bring our hearts to the Lord, we set ablaze with his fire, with his spirit, with his love. We become one with him. When we receive the love of the Lord, the two become one. Another saint, St. John of the Cross, describes it like this. If you have a bonfire, you throw a log into the wood. Eventually, the wood itself catches fire, and actually the wood becomes fire. John the Cross actually says, when we become one with God, we actually become God's by participation. The love of God is so encompassing, so blazing, so zealous. The Lord wants to become one with us, and he wants to give us his fire. So much so that after becoming one with the Lord, we will love with his heart. We will love with his love. This is what the Lord wants. When Jesus comes to establish his kingdom, his reign, the will of God, he wants that kind of power. He wants the love of God to go everywhere. We sometimes settle a little too short. Jesus says, "Do you think that I've come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you." Instead of the fire of the love of God, we settle for fine. The opponent, the fire of the love of God, is sin. Another opponent is just, "I'm fine." In other words, the American dream of kids, family, house, subdivision, vacation, early retirement, just fine. Is that bad? No, obviously. But the danger is, if we just stop at seeking fine, there is no fire. That would be the hearts before they've met Jesus Christ, and they are not on fire with the love of God. And Jesus says, that is the peace he does not want. The peace of fine, the peace of I'm okay, everything's good, is what the Lord is not about. Our Lord will not settle for fine, only the fire of the Lord. St. John of the Cross says, when the log of the wood is thrown into the fire, yes, it's for the sake of union that it catches fire. But the first step is, when the log is thrown in the fire, it first crackles. First, the impurities turn into smoke, and it's painful. When we encounter the love of God, it's sometimes a bit painful because it asks something of us. Because we're quite content with fine, and Jesus wants so much more for us, and he's not willing to settle for that. When we encounter the love of God, it'll always purify any impurities we have in our hearts. St. Paul says, "Let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us." In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted the point of shedding blood. Encountering the love of God is encountering a God who says, "Every single last trace of sin in our hearts, I have to purify so that you can know the depths of my love." Our Lord wants to root out every last trace, and we have to cooperate with him. No matter how much it takes, we have to be willing to root out sin, no matter how uncomfortable it makes us, no matter how much it costs us to say, "Lord, I want this sin out of my life." Whatever steps it takes, whatever saying no to my technology, to my habits, to my lifestyle, anything that takes, "Lord, I want more of your fire." Not only our own hearts, but it also means purifying our relationships. Jesus is not anti-family. I think we all know that quite obviously. But Jesus comes before everything, even our family. I had the joy of having brunch with a few young men of our parish. Almost every time I encounter them, they want to introduce me to another person who wants to become Catholic. It's amazing. And it happened yet again, want to introduce me to someone who's becoming Catholic, joining our over 100 inquirers interested in becoming Catholic this coming Easter Vigil. It's incredible. But they want to introduce me to another one. And one of them, who had just become Catholic recently, mentioned, "Yeah, I had to go at a hotel with my family, went on vacation, had to go to bed early, experience ridicule, get up early, walk 2 miles to go to Mass, and walk 2 miles back, and experience more ridicule from my family." And amidst all that, he still invited the family to Mass. Amidst all that division, it's so worth it. And he said, "Yeah, it stung, absolutely. But also felt kind of good knowing, blessed are those who are persecuted for following the Lord." That is the division the Lord is okay with. If we follow Jesus and desire his love, it's going to get uncomfortable in our own hearts, but also our relationships. And that's okay. That should be expected. We should know the Lord's with us in that. That our Lord is worth every discomfort, inside of us or outside of us. And lastly, our Lord is not anti-family, obviously. He wants the fire of his love in every single family. And that is the starting point to spread his love, to gain more hearts to bring to his heart to catch on fire. And the entry point into the family, and the exit point from the family to other families, is the father of the family. I imitate Father Logan Parrish, another son of the parish. After every baptism, I have a brief huddle with the fathers. I'm not going to share what we talk about for a minute or so. If you want that to happen, come, bring your children to be baptized. But essentially, I tell them, when you receive their baptismal candle, and you are told, "Receive the light of Christ," fathers, it is your responsibility to keep this light burning brightly. We are beginning a new initiative at the parish called That Man Is You. For not only fathers, but any man of the parish is welcome to come every Saturday morning, 6:45 to 8 a.m. It is so good. There's not many excuses we have to say, "I'm busy then." Let's be real. It's a sacrifice, but it's for the sake of setting that fire, to just encounter Christ and receive whatever he wants for you and for your family. Opportunities for other men, food, fellowship, all that. It's just to go and receive whatever God has for you. We even have a few young men saying, "I want to start workouts before that even at 6 o'clock, if anyone wants to come to that, if that piques your interest." But it's just about encountering Jesus Christ in his heart. It's nothing more, nothing fancy besides coming to him, giving him your heart, and letting his heart set yours on fire. then bringing that back to your family, and then bringing that to everyone else you encounter. Because the Lord desires the world to be blazing.